Have you noticed oddities only strike ordinary people? Oddities do not strike odd people. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager, quoting from G.K. Chesterton's great book, Orthodoxy. And where was he going with that statement, Alec, as he laid out that claim?
John, when Chesterton said oddities only strike ordinary people, he illustrated this by talking about a man who thinks he's a chicken.
A madman who thinks he's a chicken. Only Chesterton could do that.
A madman who thinks he's a chicken, he's not alarmed, since he truly thinks he's a chicken. There's nothing out of the ordinary for him. But to the ordinary person, obviously something is wrong. In the same way, I would suggest there's something odd about this world, and it ought to get the attention of ordinary people.
Right, the way we can look at this world and know something's not quite right.
And that's huge, John. For example, if there is no God and the natural world is all there is, then everything's natural. This world is the way things ought to be. We should be completely satisfied that human beings are a bunch of grown-up germs with no inherent worth or value. Mm. We should expect a life without ultimate meaning or purpose. We should be high-fiving at every funeral, since death, that's part of the natural order.
But we're not. We're not. We're looking at life and looking for answers.
We're left scratching our heads because we long for so much more.
Exactly.
This world is odd. It seems wrong. We want to see things put right. Mm-hmm. John Chesterton's passion was to connect and communicate the message that the Christian worldview, it provides the right perspective and a biblical outlook on life. It helps us make sense of the world.
And that's the whole passion behind this broadcast, Reason Why. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. You can learn more about Alec McClellan at reasonwhy.org. Again, head online to reasonwhy.org.